This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Switz. Hope that you're well. Morning devotions. The billionaire media mogul Ted Turner once controversially said, "Christianity is for losers." Now, Ted Turner is seen as a maverick, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs, but his statement caused quite a stir, hit the headlines. He was criticized very much, and eventually he was persuaded to retract that sentence, "Christianity is for losers." I guess in the school playground, there's nothing more insulting than to be called a loser. No kid wants to be called a loser. We don't want to associate with losers. And more honestly, we shun them because others might recognize us as being among their number. So it's sort of natural to admire people who are successful or popular, people who win contests, famous people, people run them in the media, people who achieve positions of prominence and power or have lots of money. Why do so many people watch, for example, or used to watch, the TV show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? How many of us would actually watch a program called Lifestyles of the Poor and Unknown? Probably not. We want winners around us. We shield ourselves, politely, of course, from losers. Alistair McGrath, in his book Mere Apologetics, points out that one of the most familiar criticisms of Christianity is that it offers consolation to life's losers. Religious believers are often portrayed as being weak, naive, the kind of people who need their faith as a crutch, that they're too weak to stand on their own feet. But actually, I think that Ted Turner was right. Christianity is for losers. Of course, we don't want to admit it, but that's why many American preachers preach a gospel of success. Success is all about accomplishment, what I can do, my own achievements. But that's really not what the New Testament teaches. Christianity is not about all about success. We feel like losers a great portion of the time because the Bible says we're sin. We are born into sin. We're sinful people. We fall short of what God wants for us. There's not a good definition of success. Actually, in the New Testament, Jesus says that those who become angry with another commit sin. So we try to keep our patience with other people. We try to hold our tongue. But it seems like there are some people who push us to the limits, and we could get very angry. And we end up feeling, wow, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have lost my temper. I'm a loser. There's the story about a man who finally got up the courage, enough courage to ask his boss for a raise. He told his wife that morning to pray for him. He felt a bit scared about this. He put it off until late in the afternoon. He knocked on the door, went to see his boss and asked for a raise. And to his amazement, the employer agreed to his request. He arrived home. His wife had set the table beautifully, candles, and his wife had prepared a really nice meal. He figured that, oh, someone from work must have tipped her off. So he found his wife in the kitchen. He told her the good news. And then they sat down to this wonderful meal. And next to his plate, there was a card that said, "Congratulations, darling. I knew you'd get that raise. These things will tell you how much I love you." And on his way from the table, he noticed a second card had fallen from the pocket of his wife's dress. He picked it up, opened it, and said, "Don't worry about not getting the raise, darling. You deserve it anyway. These things will tell you how much I love you." You see, the point is, whether he succeeded or failed getting that raise, or if he won or lost, made no difference to his wife. She loved him either way. So perhaps today you feel like a failure. Maybe the world has kicked you around, or maybe you've perhaps failed in some way. But let me just say this, that Jesus died on the cross for all losers, regardless of what they've done. And when you give your life to Jesus, you will eventually win, because our success is not found in ourselves. Our success is found in the one who is with us in good times and bad, Jesus. And remember how much he loves us. Jesus is always there. So you're not a loser. In fact, Jesus came for losers. Heavenly Father, I pray for those who feel they've lost, who are sad, discouraged. Maybe they're facing a challenge. And Lord, may they look up to you to be refreshed and to have a new idea about losing. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.